In this next part of the phone trip, I stop at someone's house in Greenville, North Carolina, which is served by an NX1, which is also a toll center. I have a comprehensive tape on the Greenville NX1 recorded in 1974. So this time, I'm just going to dial a few long-distance calls from here. And because this central office doubles as a toll center, it's kind of interesting because we have direct trunks to places like Atlanta, for example. So it's not like we have to go through the long-distance tandem. This is the long-distance tandem. After I dial a call to the 404 area, you'll first hear a little NX1 pulsing, which is an internal communication by which it establishes connections. That connects us to the billing device, or the ticketer, which makes that silly ticketing noise. Then you'll hear some more NX1 pulsing. That's to get the trunk to Atlanta. Then the Atlanta trunk flashes. Then the MFs will be sent out. 7 digits, because it has direct trunks. Then you'll hear the Rego, as it's called, in an NX1, dropping out, and we'll have a very direct connection to the Atlanta long-distance tandem, which will then put the call the rest of the way through. Here goes.
The number you have reached, 482-5111, is not in service. In area code 404, please check the number and dial again. 482-5111 is not in service. In area code 404.
This next call goes directly to the 4A in Richmond, Virginia, which then goes to the Culpeper, Virginia Crossbar 5 tandem, which dial pulses into a little step.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer. This is a recording. I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
On each of the last two calls, you can tell by the ring that those are Bell System step offices. That is the standard ring of a small Bell CDO, as it's called, community dial office. The older CDOs had that ring. The newer CDOs had a ring that was a little less raucous. Since all of these are long-distance calls, the first thing you're going to hear after I dial the last digit is the connection to the ticketer and then the ticketer operating the... And then after that, we'll hear the outpulsing. This next call is dial pulse out, 5 digits to a step. The trunk is 3700 controlled carrier.
Beep.
This next call goes 7 digits of dial pulse to another Carolina Telephone tandem, in this case a Carolina Telephone step tandem. The trunk is a regular 2600 controlled long distance type trunk, and what happens once the call goes through is not exactly clear. Either we have hit an intercept trunk in a step office that is not functioning correctly, or we've hit a ringing number in a step office and are getting crosstalk from an intercept trunk call. The next call goes 7-digit dial pulse to another Carolina Telephone tandem. The trunk is 3700 controlled carrier, and this one is a non-working number in a step office. If you listen carefully, you can hear the ring tripping. It kind of goes back. That's the ring tripping into the intercept trunk. Now we're going to call a place with which I am very familiar because I recorded a lot of tapes from there, Edenton, North Carolina, the 482 prefix in the 919 area. This call will go 7-digit MF to the Rocky Mount 4A. Then Rocky Mount will dial pulse 7 digits into the Elizabeth City step tandem, the long distance one, that is. After Rocky Mount finishes dialing, we will be already connected to the final number because this being a step tandem without a director, you dial right through to the end office, so it will immediately begin to ring. It's T-carrier to Rocky Mount. From there, there's a combination of 2600 controlled and T-carrier. Anyone who's heard Mark Bernay's West Los Angeles tape will recognize the ring on the next call. It's the same ring, except it's coming from Manteo, North Carolina. This call goes MF 7 digits to Rocky Mount 4A, which then dial pulses 7 digits to the Elizabeth City tandem, and that goes right into the Manteo step office, which has that rather rare ring that really I've only seen in West L.A. The next call is rather interesting because it shows the NX1 is quite a capable office. It goes to Knott's Island, North Carolina, which is really more a part of Virginia than North Carolina if you look at it on a map. And that's how the call goes through. The route for this call is as follows. We're dialing 1 plus a 429 number, and 429 is in this same 919 area code that we're calling from. But it goes 10 digits to the Norfolk 4A. It actually has to prefix a 919. I wasn't sure an NX1 can do that, but here it is doing it, adding the 919 to the string of digits. From the Norfolk 4A, the call goes through to the Norfolk crossbar tandem, and the trunks are such that you can actually hear the crossbar tandem dialing the 4 digits into the Knott's Island office. And the Not Silent Office has a type of ring that's usually only found in Canada. So this one has a few oddities. To make that call even more odd, the 1111 was dialed out rather quickly by the crossbar tandem. And the intercept recording obviously had some sort of a loose connection. Let's try dialing again, and hopefully the 1111 will be dial pulsed out at a normal speed this time. Well, the dial pulsing was normal that time, but we still have a loose connection in the intercept trunk. Let's dial it one more time, except we'll dial 0000. I've just got to hear that thing dial out four zeros. Well, it's been a welcome stop on this phone trip to be at someone's house where you can actually dial long-distance calls, especially an NX1 like this one that is a toll center. Now it's going to be back to the road, and we'll be dialing from payphones again.